The valley's high temperatures bring a drop in tourism, but they also bring lower prices, which do attract certain groups. From KJZZ's business desk, Christina Estes reports on how meeting planners are being wooed during the summer and throughout the year.
This is the vendor hall.
Inside the Phoenix Convention Center's West Building.
We've got at least 75,000 square feet of space here.
Mike Rano describes the setup.
We have in the neighborhood of 230 tables.
They're covered with plastic model kits, tools, and paint.
Anything you would need to build a model kit.
Rano helped organize the annual convention of the International Plastic Modelers Society, USA branch.
Last count I heard, we had over 500 registrants, and we're hoping for at least another 200 to 300 more walk-ups.
How you doing, sir?
They come from across the country to network, shop, build, and compete.
There's several different categories: aircraft, armor, ships, figures, automotive, miscellaneous.
Rano says pitching Phoenix in the summer wasn't the easiest sell.
Well, part of our advertising is the convention hotel is right across the street at the Hyatt, so it's about 120 steps-ish. So you go from the air-conditioned hotel to the air-conditioned convention center.
Actually, we have a lot of groups that are very value-oriented.
Convention Center Director John Chan says many religious, social, and sports groups take advantage of lower rates that are actually written in law. A city ordinance grants a 33% discount on convention events between Memorial and Labor Days. And depending on the group size, there could be more discounts.
Because the objective is really, you know, what do they do for the economy? How much, you know, how many people are they bringing that are going to, you know, be using the downtown restaurants and bars and hotels?
Okay, that's cool.
We're not denying that it's hot here. Our campaign is called The Desert is Hot.
For the first time, Experience Scottsdale, formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, launched a summer campaign for meeting planners. Stephanie Pressler says nearly 30 hotels and resorts are offering rebates over the next three summers. And while they talk a lot about well-misted patios and ample air conditioning, they still promote desert experiences.
One group outing that they could consider is doing, you know, paddleboarding or kayaking in the Lower Salt Lake in the morning. If they go early enough, it's cooler out.
During its last fiscal year, Experience Scottsdale hosted nearly 600 meetings, which accounted for nearly half of all revenue at resorts and hotels.
Meeting planners view Scottsdale favorably in general.
A new industry study reveals meeting planners' preferences when it comes to 40 North American markets. Pressler says Scottsdale scores higher for safety and cleanliness than Phoenix, while Phoenix is viewed as a better value and easier to get to.
So as we're talking to meeting planners, we really try to stress that, hey, Sky Harbor is just a 10 to 15 minute drive from Old Town Scottsdale. We also want to stress that there's options for all budgets in Scottsdale.
We are the main broker for the Phoenix Convention Center, and we book all the major conventions there.
Eric Kerr oversees research for Visit Phoenix. Using the same study, his group wanted to see how Phoenix compares to Anaheim, Austin, Denver, and Houston.
Those cities appear more often than others that we're up against.
Kerr says Phoenix scores high on upscale hotels and outdoor recreation, but comes in last among its competitors for nightlife. He calls it an opportunity to educate meeting planners.
So much has been built, so much has been added to downtown Phoenix and the Central Corridor that the Phoenix they may have experienced 5 years ago is not the experience that they would have if they came out and held a meeting today.
Every time Phoenix, Scottsdale, or another Valley city secures an event, tourism leaders say the entire region wins. Because even if a group, like the International Plastic Modelers Society, spends most of its time meeting indoors...
Do you want a knife?
Visitors eventually need to eat and sleep, and that generates not just city, but county and state tax dollars. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.